Radio Prague News.
Demonstrators gathered in front of two government ministries on Tuesdays to protest reforms. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Carolina Peake-Lidem on Tuesday received official party status, and Czech national team coach Michal Bílek has presented his picks for the Czech squad of the Euro 2012 soccer championships. Demonstrators have gathered in front of the education and culture ministries in protest of reforms and austerity measures. Activists, students and unions associated with the Stop the Government movement on Tuesday held protest happenings in front of the two ministries, including outdoor theater, concerts and public debates. A bland blockade failed for lack of participants. Tuesday's event is to be the first of five such blockades of ministries planned for the next 2 weeks. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called blocking access to ministries a violent and democratically illegitimate act. It was legitimate to express one's opinion freely, he said, but trying to keep people from going to work was unacceptable and could lead to jeopardizing freedom. He added that the relevant authorities should react accordingly. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Carolina Peake, formerly of Public Affairs, has officially been registered as a party. Mrs. Peake said on Tuesday that she was glad the registration of the party had been successful and thanked all 1,800 citizens who had signed a petition in support of her new Lidem party. Mrs. Peake founded the group after walking out on junior coalition partner Public Affairs in early May over the way the party presented itself. Her split with the party and the subsequent walkout of some of its other members cast serious doubt over the future of the government. However, it survived a vote of confidence. Czech national team coach Michal Bílek on Tuesday presented his picks for the European Football Championship. Among the 23-man squad are Arsenal midfielder Tomáš Rosický as well as Chelsea's Petr Čech. Rosický is still recovering from a calf injury, but the national team coach says he is confident that his condition will have improved by the time the championship, co-hosted by Poland and the Ukraine, kicks off on June 8th. The Czech Republic faces Russia in their first match on June 8th, followed by Greece and Poland in the group stage of the tournament. U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday awarded the Medal of Freedom to Madeleine Albright, who was born in Czechoslovakia and fled the country with her parents to escape the Nazi occupation. She spent some time in England before immigrating to the United States in 1948. Albright was the first woman to hold the nation's top diplomatic post of Secretary of State. Among this year's recipients are John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, and legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. The Medal of Freedom is America's highest civilian honor. A new exhibition of pictures of the late ex-president Václav Havel is set to open in the Prague City Gallery on Old Town Square on June 15th. On display will be mostly photographs taken during his time in office, shots from his official visits abroad, as well as those taken behind the scenes. The exhibition has been organized by the Czech news agency Četeka in memory of the late president. The agency has some 12,000 pictures of Mr. Havel in its archives. The exhibition runs through July 6th. And now for a brief look at the weather. The weather will cool down in the middle of the week with partially cloudy to overcast skies and scattered showers. Daytime highs will reach up to 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Borufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.